It's 28 past six on Breakfast, Warwick Hadfield. Good morning.
Good morning, Fran. And Melbourne, the footy team, has joined quite a few from around the city generally, not the least of those Mick Malthouse, and lost faith in number one draft pick Jack Watts for tomorrow's game against Geelong at Cadinia Park. Now, given the weather predicted for tomorrow, plus the result last year when the Demons not only lost by 186 points, but also their coach of that back then, Dean Bailey, it might quietly be no bad thing to be absent, except Watts, who failed to lay a tackle last weekend. That's his crime. Now finds himself playing in the wet in the VFL with the poor cousins, and that won't be much fun either for a young man from whom a lot has been expected and who bridles easily at all the inevitable comparisons with the West Coast Nick Natanui, the other player who could have been the Demons' number one draft pick that year. And look, here's something for Australian football diehards on Sunday night on ABC TV. Some rare memorabilia is up for grabs on the television show Auction Room, hosted by well-known opening batsman and much else, William McInnes. The original Brownlow medal won by Geelong's Kaji Greaves is just one of two Brownlow medals on sale, with a host of Collingwood memorabilia. So if Eddie Everywhere suddenly turns up on ABC TV, you'll know why. In rugby league, Parramatta coach Stephen Kearney goes into tonight's game against Canterbury-Bankstown with the full support of the board. Now, once upon a time, getting the full support of the board was the clearest sign the coach was about to be sacked. But in the modern milieu, board members can and do take the long-term approach towards turning a club around, something Parramatta is certainly in desperate need of. Tonight, it's 6th against 16. And additionally, and here might also be the rub, Kearney has in his contract that clause that says if he was sacked this year, he'd still get next year's pay, around $400,000, and nice work if you can get it. I'll be back with some more, hopefully, nice work a bit later this morning, Fran.
It's always nice. Thanks, Warwick.